Hello everyone. In this upcoming chapter, we are going to learn about artificial intelligence in public health and epidemiology. Now, let's go ahead and understand what this chapter has for all of us. So, in this chapter, we are going to understand the contributions of artificial intelligence in public health and epidemiology, the rapid advancement of vaccine development, the enhancement of healthcare access through digital health initiatives. So now let us understand what is public health. Public health is a science which deals with health of communities, health of people of communities. It deals with prevention of disease. So now let us understand how artificial intelligence is going to help us maintaining the public health and in controlling the epidemics. Now, introducing the public health, currently it faces unprecedented challenges. There are emerging infectious disease, there are global pandemics, what we just suffered from, and there are chronic health conditions. There are lifestyle-related health conditions. The traditional methodologies, albeit effective to a degree, but often fall short in addressing the rapid and the complex nature of contemporary health threats. Yes. The traditional methods are not that effective in addressing the rapid and the complex nature of, you know, health threats. The potential of artificial intelligence lies in the ability to process vast data sets. Artificial intelligence can process vast data sets with speed and precision and uncover hidden patterns and also make real-time data analytics. We can take a data-driven decisions to prevent the disease. So AI-powered predictive analytics gives us insight and anticipate disease outbreak and monitor healthcare trends. Now the advent big data and the advanced analytics allows the continuous monitoring, which was not possible in the traditional methods of monitoring the data. The traditional methods were not so fast. They were slow. They were dependent on humans. They were dependent. There were a lot of errors happening in those data. So when we talk about artificial intelligence involvement in data analytics in public health, it has changed the way public health is seen. Now with big data analytics, we can predict upcoming healthcare trends or any disease outbreak. So integrating data from various sources such as social media, travel patterns, health records, and we can do it globally. So a global data can be integrated from various sources, and then we can identify potential outbreaks in real time or even predict them before they occur. So this predictive modeling and machine learning algorithms are trained on historical outbreak of data. So the data basically is trained how historical outbreaks were there before and how the situations or the symptoms are aligned with the future outbreaks. So they are employed to predict the spread of disease with remarkable accuracy. So there are less of errors, the errors are negligible, enabling timely intervention. So when you can predict a future outbreak of a disease, you can always work on how to prevent it. That can mitigate the impact of infectious disease, that can help us fight the infectious disease, and we can prevent mortalities or also the number of people at risk of the disease. So AI plays a vital role in resource optimization by predicting healthcare needs such as demand of hospital beds, medical supplies, healthcare workers during the disease outbreak. We all went through COVID-19 and we all know how helpless the hospital or the healthcare system were. There were not enough hospital beds, there were not enough medical supplies, there were healthcare workers struggling to help people having the disease. So we have all gone through that, and now with AI, artificial intelligence, it is going to change the scenario. AI intelligence is going to predicting the demand of hospital bed. So artificial intelligence is going to predict the number of hospital beds required, predict the number of pharmaceutical drugs required, predict the number of healthcare workers required. So AI can effectively analyze the social determinants of health. So it includes the factors such as cultural, socioeconomic stability, education, community context, health, and as well as neighborhood and the built environment. So AI considers all these aspects or all these factors when it is trying to analyze the data. By analyzing data from such a diverse sources, AI can reveal inequities in health outcome and identify community at risk. In our previous chapters, we took an example of a malaria outbreak. So how AI-based data can predict early, epidemic of malaria onset disease in a particular city or particular location through analyzing large data. So AI technologies help in enhance early warning signs for the disease by processing and interpreting data from various sources by detecting aberrations in health indicators quickly and accurately. See, that is how it works. Artificial intelligence gives us quicker data. It gives us accurate data. That is a key factor of artificial intelligence data analytics. AI-powered analytics provide data-driven insights to guide healthcare policymakers. So when the healthcare policymakers are creating a policy, they know where the problem area are. They can work on their policy. They can create their policy according to the data they have. So according to, if they are planning, like we spoke about malaria onset or malaria epidemic, how a policy can be changed. So then there will be a policy where they need to spray the insecticides in the particular area in particular interval. So this preventive measures can be taken by analyzing the data which is available at a large scale. So AI is revolutionizing the vaccine development as well. We all saw an example of how COVID-19 vaccines were, the research was ongoing, how the development was taking care, and how new vaccine was invented in very few span. So by accelerating discovery, it helps in fastening the process of discovery and testing of new vaccines. So machine learning techniques analyze vast amounts of genomic and proteomic data to identify potential antigen substances that trigger an immune response more rapidly than the traditional method. So we spoke about it, that how AI helps in, working on the vast data of genomic and proteomic data, and further it tries to, collate with the data as compared to the traditional methods. AI optimizes clinical trial designs, it selects appropriate patient cohorts, and it simulates potential outcomes. So AI-driven digital health initiatives as AI-powered telemedicines, which facilitates remote consultations, remote diagnosis, remote treatment plans by bridging the geographical and socio-economic gap. AI chatbots and virtual assistant provides 24/7 healthcare advice, the system checking, AI-based symptom checking, and AI-based triaging of the patient, reducing the burden on healthcare facility and ensuring patients receive timely care at reasonable cost. So AI not only helps us, to improve the processes, it also reduces the time, it also reduces the cost, and it improves the efficiency. Artificial intelligence enhances chronic disease management. So it helps in remote monitoring devices that collect and analyze patient data. Then they enable personalized treatment plans and proactive interventions. So as we all know, we have understood in this, various chapters, we have learned that how artificial intelligence works on large data size, how it analyzes and predicts. So all these are going to support in creating a personalized treatment plans, and of course early intervention, early clinical intervention, which will help in better outcomes and better taking care of the patients. So despite the potential of artificial intelligence in public health, the ethical issues related to data privacy, consent, algorithmic biases, and equity must be carefully managed. We know these are all the challenges when we deal with artificial intelligence data. Data privacy is a very important, it is one of the most huge challenge what we face while we deal with the data. So it is a critical, to develop standardized guidelines. It is very critical to develop a guidelines and framework because to govern the ethical use of artificial intelligence, we know like there are hackers who hack the data. We are aware how data can be manipulated. And to ensure that nothing as such happens, to ensure the ethical, the data is ethical, the use of data is done in an ethical way, it needs to be guided by a guideline, a standardized guideline and framework, which will govern the data, which will govern the use of artificial intelligence in public health. Because when we talk about public health data, it is a huge data which involves data of the community, it involves the data of the social status, it involves the data of chronic diseases, it involves a lot of personalized data. And when you are dealing with such a huge amount of data, we have to ensure that the data is secured, it is used in an ethical way. So to ensure, we need to form a guidelines and a framework. So now let's talk about key milestone in integration of technologies in epidemiology. The integration of technology in epidemiology has evolved significantly over the time. So let us talk about few key milestones in this integration of technology. Let's talk about pre-digital era in 1854, when John Snow's cholera map considered one of the first uses of spatial analysis in epidemiology. Snow mapped cholera cases in London, identifying a contaminated water pump as the source. In 1950s, development of statistical methods, advances in biostatistics and epidemiological study designs, a case control and the cohort studies. So 1950s is the year of development of statistical methods. The advances in biostatistics and epidemiological study designs laid the foundation for modern epidemiological research. So, case control and cohort studies were few of the examples for the introduction of statistical methods, which provided frameworks for the understanding of relationship between the risk factor and the diseases. In 1960s, where the digital and computational advancement was seen, there was introduction of computers in public health. The early computers helped analyze large data sets, improving epidemiological research. In 1970s, the development of surveillance system introduced computerized disease surveillance systems to track outbreaks more efficiently. In 1980s, tools like SAS and SPSS enabled more complex data analysis and the application of various statistical methods. In 1990s, the internet and the global surveillance enabled rapid sharing of epidemiological data, leading to platforms like WHO's Global Outbreak Alert and Response Network System in 2000s. The modern technological integration in 2003 showed an emergence of AI and big data in epidemiology. AI-assisted tools began analyzing large data sets for early outbreak detection. In 2010, mobile health and wearables began tracking individual health metrics, aiding to disease surveillance. And in 2020s, the pandemic accelerated the use of AI, big data and digital contact tracing apps. So these milestones illustrate how technology revolutionized epidemiology from early data mapping to AI-driven predictive analytics. So epidemiology is the study and analysis of distribution of who, when, where, patterns and determinants of health and disease condition in a defined population, and application of this knowledge to prevent the disease globally. It shapes the policy decision and evidence-based practice by identifying the risk factor and the targets for preventive healthcare. Epidemiologists help with the study of design, collection, statistical analysis of data, and amend interpretation and dissemination of results. So infection is the replication of organisms in the host tissue, and the carrier is an individual with no overt disease who harbors the infectious organism. And dissemination is the spread of organism in the environment. So when we talk about epidemiology, it is to define the parameters of disease, including the risk factors, order to develop the most effective measures or the preventive measures for the controlling of epidemics. A sensitive and the specific surveillance program is important for the proper interpretation of data. So now let's see how we apply AI in epidemiology. So first, let's talk about disease surveillance and predictive modeling. AI technology involves machine learning and DL in particular. So it analyzes vast data sets to read or understand the pattern and then predict the patterns and anticipate an outbreak and monitor the health trends. So it also AI models can predict the spread of disease with an accuracy allowing timely intervention, prevention, and resource allocation. It optimizes the healthcare resources. So it helps us predicting the disease, and then we can prepare ourselves for an epidemic by forecasting the demand of hospital beds, the medical supplies, the healthcare workers during the disease outbreak, ensuring the medical facilities are well prepared to handle the situation of epidemics or pandemics by predicting the number of patients. It analyzes social determinants of health. So it analyzes the factors including your economic stability, education, financial background, your location, your health status, your comorbidities, the health neighborhood and the built environment, and reveals inequities in healthcare outcomes and identifies the community at risk. So it enhances the early warning systems. AI models significantly enhance early warning systems for infectious disease by processing and interpreting data. See, it basically works on a large data set, which helps interpret. So we understand it gives early warning signs in case of infectious disease, which with the help of electronic health records and real-time data streams, which are captured in the AI models. It improves the health policy decisions. We spoke about this in the previous slide, how the large data sets help us, creating new policies, amending the policies by considering the challenges involved in AI data or, in the large data set, management of the large data set. It evaluates the effectiveness of public health interventions, and it also stimulates outcome of health policies. It recommends strategic improvement plans. So, public health surveillance is a continuous and systematic collection, analysis, interpretation, dissemination of all the data regards to the public health. The data is used for planning, implementing, evaluating, preventing the public health practices. It helps us build a framework for public health practices. It gives us a goal for public health surveillance to keep on track the health of the population, to manage and prevent illness of and the health hazards to the public. It helps us in improvement of the public health. It helps us managing the health outbreaks or the disease outbreaks. So, purpose of public health surveillance. First, it is identifying health trends. Guiding. Second is guiding of public health policies, early warning systems, resource allocations, monitoring evaluations, research and education. So let us understand all of these one by one. So when it talks about identifying health trends, it helps us understand the prevalence, the incidences, the distribution of disease across the location, and also health events in a certain population. It helps going ahead with the guiding public health policy, the evidence-based data ensures that the policy develops strategies to combat these health-related issues or the public, to ensure that the public health are kept well. The early warning systems, like the surveillance, acts as an early detection systems for the potential or the upcoming outbreak of diseases such as pandemics and epidemics. resource allocation. It informs us, it helps us manage the resources beforehand by, you know, providing us maximum health benefits, and it helps us reduce the cost. Monitoring and evaluation, it helps in continuously timely monitoring of real-time data to evaluate an effectiveness of interventions and policies. So it helps us predicting the complications or the risk which are occurring due to some policy implemented with the help of real data or continuous monitoring of real-time data. The research and education, when we talk about research and education, the data collected helps in academic and clinical research, fostering a better understanding of disease, informing public health education and awareness campaigns. Okay, now let's start with key components of artificial intelligence powered public health surveillance system. So now the surveillance system works in the seven components to the surveillance system, which includes your data collection, data integration, data analysis and pattern recognition, predictive modeling, early warning systems, response planning and revenue resource allocation, and monitoring and evaluation. Now let's start with data collection. Data collection, we all understand a large data is required when you build a system, an AI-based system. Here, the data is collected from electronic medical records, social media, web searches, wearable device, healthcare wearable device, mobile application, environmental sensors, and sentinel sites. So all the data are collected from these various sources, and then the data integration starts. In data integration, data is standardized, it is cleaned. So data cleaning is one of the most important component of a, you know, AI based system, because it is one of the challenges as well, because a clean data may give a better analytics and reduce the error. So if the data is not clean enough, it can lead to errors in prediction. So the second step is data integration, where the data is standardized, clean, and later data aggregation is done. Then we move to data analytics. So the machine learning models and the NLP models and the time series analysis, the data is, you know, put into analyzed, and the pattern recognition is done with various models, AI technological models used here. And then eventually we predict, the AI models start predicting the data. It predicts the outbreak prediction, it gives the simulation tools are used here, and it predicts the outbreak of a disease. Later, early warning sign systems are automated. So automated alerts are set, the visualizations are provided to a data, and then a response planning and resource allocations are done according to the early warning system. So when we talk about system, they can give you an alarm about an epidemic which is coming, which is, you know, predicted, or a pandemic which is predicted, and then you prepare your system. So it also provides us a vision to create a response planning team or resource allocation. So a real-time adjustment and interventional strategies are planned on, you know, and later it is monitored and evaluated. So when we just plan the strategies, it doesn't end there, but we have to ensure that we do continuous monitoring of the data to ensure that the complications are controlled, the risks are controlled, and the patients are benefited, and we can control a particular pandemic or an epidemic which is predicted through public health surveillance system, which was AI based powered. So the key component, we spoke about all these key components. Now let's get in deep and understand it in a better way. So we spoke about data collection, which involves your collecting and gathering of data from the multiple sources. And we spoke about data integration, where data standardization is based on AI algorithm, which standardizes the data from different sources to ensure consistency. The data cleaning eliminates the duplicates, corrects the errors, ensures high quality data sets. It ensures that the data which reaches the system ahead is correct. It's There are no errors. It's error-free. And later, the data aggregation happens, which is combining of data from the various sources and provides comprehensive view of health landscape. We also spoke about how data analysis and pattern recognition uses machine learning models where it identifies the patterns and correlates with the data that may indicate disease trend. The NLP analyzes the data sources from like social media and news report to identify relevant information about potential outbreaks. The time series analysis monitors the changes in the data over time to detect anomalies that could indicate an emerging outbreak. The predictive modeling involves simulating the spread of disease to predict future trends and evaluate interventions of strategies. So the outbreak prediction model uses historical and current surveillance data to predict the location where the a pandemic is going to occur or the spread of the disease is going to happen, what would be the speed of spreading the disease, and the simulation tools can simulate various scenarios. So it can, can show us the impact of vaccination or public health interventions to help us prepare for the future possible futures. Now, next is the predictive model. Epidemic models can be further categorized into agent-based model, the compartment models, and the network model. The agent-based models simulate interaction between individuals to predict disease spread. The compartment model divides the population into various compartments, like the word says, such as susceptible disease, the recovered, and the model to model disease dynamics. So the network model uses social network data from various social media channels such as Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram, Twitter to understand and predict how the disease spread through communities. Early warning systems, we spoke about it earlier. They are an AI-based enhances early warning system, which are automated. When the system detects potential outbreak, it can automatically notify public health officials. So it gives an automated alarm to the public health officials that there will be a potential outbreak of a certain pandemic or a certain disease. AI-powered dashboard help us easily interpret the maps, the charts, the situation, grasp the situation and give us a visualization of the data of that particular location where there is a potential outbreak, risk of potential outbreak. And let's talk about resource planning. We have spoken about it earlier, but resource allocation model predicts healthcare demand. They tell us how many beds will be required, what are the, predict the medical supplies required. They plan the manpower requirement to ensure adequate preparedness beforehand. The intervention strategies help design effective public health interventions such as vaccination campaigns or the quarantine measures. We have all seen the strategies implemented during COVID-19 and the real-time adjustment, the continuous data monitoring. We have already spoken enough about it. Let's move ahead. The monitoring also post-event analysis and continue further divided into post-analysis and continuous improvement. In post-event analysis, it evaluates the effectiveness of interventions and revise models for future use. While in continuous improvement, it uses the feedback from the past outbreaks to refine artificial intelligence models to improve future surveillance efforts. By leveraging AI, each step, disease surveillance becomes faster, more accurate, more effective, and it helps us in saving life for a better clinical outcome by better managing public health crisis. So let's talk about some of the AI-powered tools currently available. The first we'll talk about Blue Dot, which uses AI to track and predict the spread of infectious disease. So they have been using machine learning to enhance the detection of global threats around the world in near real time. It is gathering information from over 150 different diseases and syndromes in 65 languages and collecting this information every 15 minutes, 24 hours a day. So Blue Dot platform has to process a lot of data, and with this processing of data, they have been using natural language processing and machine learning supported by AWS to extract vital pieces of information, the name of the pathogen, the location, and the time of outbreak and other contextual data. So Blue Dot software empowers governments, hospitals, and businesses to safeguard lives and livelihoods by identifying and mitigating infectious disease risk. ProMed Mail, or the Program of Monitoring Emerging Disease, is a program of International Society for Infectious Disease. It was launched in 1994 as an internet service to identify unusual health events related to emerging and re-emerging of infectious disease and toxins affecting humans, animals, and plants. It uses publicly available system conducting global reporting of infectious disease outbreak. It is an essential source of information used by daily international public health readers, government officials, physicians, researchers, private companies, and the general public, providing timely reporting of important emerging pathogens and their vectors using a One Health approach. The Division of Infectious Disease at Johns Hopkins is nationally and internationally known for its excellence in study and treatment of infections. So the department represents the largest data and works on the mission to combat infectious disease worldwide through research, patient care, prevention, and education by using AI model in predicting the spread of disease like influenza. Vadvani AI is the AI-powered system which is used to automate event-based disease surveillance in India. Event-based disease surveillance systems are crucial for early detection of infectious disease outbreak. Automating this system is very useful in prevention of disease. Now that we have seen few examples of artificial intelligence-powered tools which currently are available, now let's move to public health interventions. They involve targeting and optimizing responses, identifying the high-risk populations and areas for targeting the interventions. So it helps us optimize the resources by targeting only the high-risk population and not everyone. It impacts the assessment, evaluating the effectiveness of intervention in real time, and then it helps us adjust the strategies. It ensures that we are aware, you know, the real-time data predicts and analyzes and provides us with the data of complication and the risk, and then we can adjust our strategies. It can give us a data of how the pandemic or the epidemic is spreading, and accordingly we can tune the data and tune the strategies and adjust it as per the requirement. The key benefits of artificial intelligence also involves precision targeting, the most accurate identification of high-risk groups and areas. It efficiency, streamlined allocation of resources to where it is required. So it basically helps us planning the resources accordingly the requirement, and this can be done only with the help of data available. It helps us in adaptability, which is also one of the benefits, as it adjusts the strategies based on the real-time data and improves the outcomes. So now let us understand a case study of AI applications in epidemiology, COVID-19. We all know what is COVID-19. It changed life. It changed the healthcare system completely. And let us talk how AI contributed in COVID-19's response team. So now let's start with contact tracing. AI-powered apps like Apple and Google's exposure notification system helped us track and notify individuals who have been near an infected person. We all have used this app. We all were aware that how with our mobile phone itself, we could understand who in the nearby area is infected with the disease and how it will help to control the spread of virus. If you were aware that, you know, the person next to you is COVID positive, the precautions were taken, the safety measures were taken, which helped controlling the spread of virus. The predictive modeling was used where it forecasted the trajectory of the pandemic, guiding the policy decisions on lockdowns, social distancing, and vaccine distribution. So by predicting, it helped us understand where the lockdown should happen, which area the disease is growing, or which area there are more patients with the disease, where the social distancings are maintained, or whether the social distancing policies should be stringent, lenient. All these real-time decisions were taken on basis of predictive modeling. The resource allocations like distribution of medical supplies, providing the hospital availability of beds, or understanding the vaccinations availability, everything was done through resource allocation systems which were AI algorithm based. We from our mobile could read that where the vaccination is available. It helped us save us time, and we could reach to a place where the vaccine was available and not to a place where the vaccine was available. It helped managing the vaccination drive. It helped managing the medical supplies where there was shortage, they were provided, where there was still stock. It helped time management, earlier providing of pharmacy supplies. It helped us predicting the bed availability. So this was part of AI algorithms which were used during the COVID times.